2026 Philadelphia Auto Show opens with black tie tailgate. The 2026 Philadelphia Auto Show is underway, kicking off with the black tie tailgate. Organizers say 27 global manufacturers will unveil new products, and the show layout is bigger this year, because apparently the only thing growing faster than car prices is the square footage needed to display them. Delaware snow shoveling dispute escalates into standoff. Police say a snow shoveling argument turned into an assault, and when officers tried to arrest Raz Lloyd on Thursday, he refused to surrender, leading to a standoff. Nothing says functional society like turning winter chores into a hostage negotiation. Allentown man convicted in festival area mass shooting. A jury found an Allentown man guilty for a mass shooting near a festival that injured 6 people. A grim reminder that even community events are not immune to someone deciding the social contract is optional. Weekend deep freeze in Philadelphia region as nor'easter stays offshore. AccuWeather says temperatures will remain below freezing this weekend, with wind chills in the single digits and teens, while a nor'easter passes well offshore. It is the kind of cold that makes you question every life choice that led you to go outside. Cold snap triggers multiple water main breaks across Philadelphia. Frigid temperatures have contributed to multiple water main breaks across Philadelphia this week, causing flooding, water outages, and some residents losing heat. Infrastructure that snaps the second it meets winter. Classic big city resilience theater. Trump defends broad tariffs in Wall Street Journal opinion piece. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed published Friday, President Trump defended his broad tariffs on most foreign countries, claiming critics predicted a global meltdown, but saying the policy instead delivered positive economic results. Nothing screams trust me like grading your own homework in a friendly opinion column. Man critically injured in Germantown shooting near Cricket Mobile. Philadelphia police say officers responded around 6:48 p.m. Friday to a shooting near Wayne and Shelton Avenues in Germantown and found an adult man with a gunshot wound to the chest outside a Cricket Mobile store. Investigators believe he was shot about a block away on West Shelton Avenue by a woman who was with another woman, then ran before collapsing near the store. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition and underwent surgery, and his identity has not been released. UK debuts rapid-charging battery-only passenger train. The UK's first rapid-charging passenger train, powered solely by batteries, will begin carrying riders this weekend on Great Western Railway's West Ealing Grainford line in West London. The converted former London Underground train can carry up to 273 passengers, runs about 12 minutes end-to-end, and can recharge in roughly 3.5 minutes at West Ealing, using a 2,000-kilowatt charger that only energizes the rail section when the train is properly positioned. Supporters say it could help replace diesel on routes where full electrification is difficult or expensive. Unrivaled League brings 3-on-3 women's basketball tour to Philadelphia. Women's basketball fans packed Xfinity Mobile Arena Friday as the Unrivaled League made its first tour stop outside Florida. Game started at 7:30 p.m., featuring local standouts Kalia Copper and Natasha Cloud, alongside pregame events and merchandise sales. The stop also builds buzz for Philadelphia's planned WNBA franchise in 2030, because the city is already practicing its elite skill of pre-celebrating. Former Philadelphia medic charged after alleged theft from deceased person. Former Philadelphia medic Gary Robb has been charged after investigators say video shows him stealing from a dead person while responding to a call for an unresponsive individual in Center City on October 16. If true, that is not bad optics, it is a moral dumpster fire.